Welcome. You're listening to a short insight inspired by the work of business mentor Mark Jarvis, helping leaders grow stronger, smarter, and more sustainable businesses. Today, we're talking about something that resonates with almost every business owner at some point: the 8 stages of business evolution. Not as a framework to memorize, but as a way of recognizing where you are, why things feel the way they do, and what might need to change next. Emma, this idea that growth isn't just about revenue, but about who you become as a leader, that really runs through this work, doesn't it?
It really does, James. One of the most reassuring things about the 8 stages is that they normalize what people are experiencing. So many founders think something's wrong with them, when in reality, they're just at a particular stage of evolution. Early on, it often starts with excitement and experimentation. You've got the look of a business, the branding, the website, but not yet the consistency. There's a lot of trial and error and a lot of listening to advice without always knowing what applies to you.
And then, when momentum starts to build, something shifts. You're suddenly busy, maybe busier than you've ever been. But the busyness doesn't always translate into progress.
Exactly. Decisions get driven by urgency rather than intention. You're moving from one challenge to another, reacting instead of choosing. And that's often where founders feel stuck, because working harder no longer creates clarity.
That's where this work overlaps nicely with resources like 21 Steps to Found a Company. Not in terms of tactics, but in mindset, recognizing that the next phase isn't about doing more, it's about evolving how you lead.
Yes, and the 8 stages really highlight that growth always asks something different of you. At certain points, what got you here actively stops you moving forward. Control, speed, familiarity, they become constraints rather than strengths. As teams form, this becomes even more pronounced. You might have capable people around you, but still feel like everything funnels through you. Letting go isn't a process problem, it's an identity shift.
That's such an important distinction. And it's where ideas like "only do what only you can do" start to matter. Not as a slogan, but as a real question about leadership, trust, and succession.
Absolutely. The later stages of evolution aren't about hustle at all. They're about coherence, systems that work without constant oversight, teams that make decisions with confidence, and leaders who step back without disengaging. There's a real sense in the final stages that the focus broadens. Purpose, well-being, legacy. You're no longer just building a business. You're shaping something that can endure beyond you.
One metaphor that often lands well is the idea of raising a child. Early on, you do everything. But if you don't eventually step back and trust what's been built, you don't help it grow. You limit it. And that's where these ideas connect across Mark's wider body of work. Whether it's the relational thinking in The Very Best Business Handbook You'll Ever Own, the strategic depth of the 63-point business blueprint, or the leadership lens in The Jarvis Principles, the thread is the same.
Growth is rarely about learning more. It's about letting go of what no longer fits and becoming the leader your business now requires.
If this has sparked recognition, if parts of this feel uncomfortably familiar, that's often the sign you're standing at the edge of a new stage. And you'll find more detail on the 8 stages, alongside links to those related resources, right here on this page. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to download this and other resources from this page.